Welcome back to the second half of Mike McFeely Outdoors, the mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning. Devil's Lake, North Dakota is the place to be for walleye fishing, northern pike fishing, all that kind of stuff, because it is that time of the year. So let's head there right now and check in with our friend Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort and Mitchell's Guide Service. And, of course, his appearances each and every week on this program are sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Hello, Jeff Katzer, you crazy cat. You, what's up?
Hey, Crazy Katzer, they call me here.
I like it.
Woodland Resort.
I just came up with that right now, I believe it or not. Crazy Katzer.
I kind of like it.
I like it.
Goofy, though.
Yeah, well, yes, you are. Hey, before we get into the fishing report, it's a big weekend at Woodland. I was up there yesterday, the Woodland ride and drive weekend with Warrior Boats, Avalon Pontoons, and I forgot the other one, Jeff. I slipped my mind.
Crown line boats. Crown lines, those are the pleasure cruisers. Those
yes.
Are the booze cruise machines.
The booze crew. Well, you'd never want to encourage anybody to drink in boat, but certainly you can cruise around in completely sober in your Crown line boat. We want to do that, right?
And look really cool doing it. And also here we have a drive and ride. You can drive all these boats. We have the Warriors, the Avalons, the Crown lines. You can drive them. And also we have the Chrysler Center, Devil's Lake Chrysler Center. They are here. They've got every truck you want to drive, and I say we take it in the back and do a little mudding, but Hal probably won't like that. So they're here, and then we have the RV center is here, too. We've got campers, the whole ball of wax, everything here. It's actually a pretty jam-packed day here today.
So how late do you go today on Saturday, Jeff, with this with the deal?
We're going to go from 10 to 5, and if somebody's here, we won't close the door on them. We'll do everything. We got Robert Cardenas even giving some seminars here. He's our pro for Warrior and for Woodland Marine. He fishes the pro walleye circuit. He's going to be giving tips and seminars. I'll be here. Zippy Dahl will be here. Mike Shell will be here. I mean, these are all pretty good names other than myself, of course. It's a good time. If you're looking to buy a boat, a used boat, we got whole mess of new boats. Not trying to make this a commercial, but just so you know what's going on. You can come and test drive anything you want under the sun.
Okay, that's till 5 o'clock today at Woodland Resort on Creel Bay on Devil's Lake. So if you are listening right now, it's about just past 11:30 on KFGO. You have plenty of time. If you're within a couple-hour drive of Devil's Lake, I would encourage you to head up there. You can drive these Warrior boats. You can get behind the wheel, grab the tiller, do whatever you want. You can drive them around Creel Bay and find the one that's best for you. And Jeff Katzer and Zippy Dahl and all the guys that Jeff mentioned are in Warrior boats, and they love them. They look great. They ride great. They catch fish. They do all those things. So head on over to Woodland Resort before 5 o'clock today and check things out at Woodland Resort and Woodland Marine. So anything else you want to get out there on the commercial portion of our broadcast today, Jeff?
I tell you what, the fish are really snapping too. So if you come on out, look me up. I'll kind of try to help you out where we're catching them and how we're doing it. This is probably the best year we've ever had, especially with the monster alligators we've been catching. Oh my goodness, it's been just crazy. Last week I had a 26 and a 27-inch walleye, all on bobbers. Isn't that fun?
That's fun. No kidding.
It's a good time. So if anybody needs a hand with that, you can come see me in person, Zippy in person, Mike in person, Robert in person. So we'll all help you out if you guys stop on by.
So there's still shallow water, bobbers and leeches, all that fun stuff?
It is. It absolutely is. Bobbers, leeches, but just orange jigs or pink jigs. A lot of them here in town. Just see if that's the color this year. Orange or pink has been just dynamite. And also pitching the number of shad wraps towards the shore. Mimic minnows are working awesome right now. And I'm showing spinners and gulp already.
Really?
For Northland Impulse. Anything white twister or chartreuse twister. We got a couple of 25-inchers doing that the other day. We finished our limit. Well, that's a neat thing. We start bobber fishing, and then we can go straight on to pulling spinners. And some guys have been pulling twos. It's kind of one of them times of year. It's just great to be a guy. You can do any and everything.
So how deep are the fish? If you're pulling spinners, Jeff, how deep are the fish doing that? Because bobber fishing, you're in 7 feet or less generally, but is that where the spinner fish are too?
4 to 6 feet, actually. That's the crazy thing, because your line is basically in your pulsers right where your motor is, and the fish are right there. So 4 to 6 feet, I've been pulling spinners in. last couple of days. And what I'm trying to find, you know, where the weed edges are coming up, now the weeds are starting to emerge a couple inches, and I'm just trying to work those weed edge lines. And now pretty soon those will go about 8 feet, and then we'll just pop out to 8 feet. Pretty soon they'll go to 10 feet. And as the sun warms everything up and start growing, we're just working the weed edges. And any kind of structure line that you can find, whether it be gravel or tree line or anything.
And the fish are running good-sized as well as numbers of them?
Yep, you know, they are. And here's kind of a different note that I've been noticing. We've also caught a lot of fish between the 10 and 13-inch range. Now, I know you're like, why is Casper even talking about this? Because that just means 2 years ago they had a great reproduction time. And last year the 10-inchers had a great hatch because we are really catching a lot. We've been going through 2 pounds of leeches per day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of leeches.
The future bodes well. In other words, it's the future looks good, the present looks good, and so it's not going to be any time soon when the walleye population crashes on Devil's Lake.
No, it's just going to keep getting better, I do believe. I really do.
I just got a text message in from one of my buddies, Mike Lear, with a photo saying, just limited out on Waldo's on Devil's Lake. Wish you were here. Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate that.
Uncle Mike gave me a little text message, too, so I don't know if he used my advice or went elsewhere.
Okay, cool. That's fun. All right. Anything else, Jeff, before we let you get back to work? I know you're busy showing off those shiny warrior boats. Anything else you want to tell people?
Nope, just come on down, and we'll definitely take care of you. And if you ever have any questions, just get a hold of us here at Woodland Resort. We'd be happy to take you out fishing.
662-5996 is the phone number at Woodland. And the website for Warrior Boats is warriorboatsinc.com, I believe. Warriorboatsinc.com.
Inc.com. Yep, you got it right, Uncle Mike. That's great.
Thank you.
Give us a ring. We'll help you out.
Thanks, Jeffrey. We'll talk later.
Be safe. Thank you very much.
You bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Get up there and check out those warrior boats. I was there yesterday for my daily show on KFGO from 2 to 5. I got to see all of those great boats. I am very pleased with my Lund. I'm perfectly happy right now with my Lund boat from Ray's Sport and Marine. But these warrior boats, and Jeff and I have talked about it, they are coming on strong. I see more people with warrior boats behind their pickup trucks this year than I've ever seen before. And I drive by Kovash Marine over in Moorhead, who sells Warriors as well, and I always see guys out checking those out. They look so darn good on the curb there that people can't help but stop and look at them. So either stop into Kovash or get up to Devil's Lake this weekend at Woodland Marine and check out Warrior Boats. That's who sponsors Jeff's appearances every week on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Need to take a break. Coming up next, Brent Odie, Pollock, South Dakota. His big tournament is coming up in a couple of weeks. He wants some more entrants to the Pollock Men's Club Walleye Tournament, so we'll talk with Brent Odie to wrap up the show right here on KFGO. And she thinks we're just fishing.